We are learning with Sekhla Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph. We are beginning from the new Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph. Continuing talking about the halakhis of a melech in Klal Yisrael. In the pasuk it says in Parashat Shoftim that a melech has certain halakhis that are exclusive to a melech. It says, V'lo yar b'lo yinoshim, v'lo yoshu levavoy. You shouldn't take a lot of wives, and they'll remove your heart away from Hashem. V'ches v'zov, v'lo yar b'lo yinoshim, and you should not be marbi yeches v'zov. And there's not a pasuk afterwards about lo yar b'lo yisusim as well. The pasuk says, Rak lo yar b'lo yisusim, lo yoshu v'zov mitzrayim, levan har b'yisus, v'Hashem om lechem lo yisifun lo yoshu v'derech hazaoid. So it's different halachas exclusive to a melech, and that's what these mishnayos will talk about. Zok the mishnah, l'yar b'lei noshim. So how many noshim could a melech have? Elo shmei nesrei, only 18 noshim. That's the limit. It can't be more than 18. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Dash from Apostle, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, marba huloi, he could have more than 18. Uvach lo yim is serious as libay. He dashes the time of the krah. It says, l'yar b'lei noshim v'lo yosho levavai. So he says, you can have as much wives as you want, as long as they are tzadekis, they're tzadekisin, and they're not going to, tzidkonios is the right way to say it, as long as they're tzidkonios, and they're not going to be meisir his leiv. Rabbi Shimon Omer, I feel akas almost seriously by Rezi Lo Yisena. Even if you're one, and she's not a tzadekis, then the halacha is, you should not marry her. Even like a tzaddikus, like Avigail, you should not marry more than the limit, which is 18. So we have three shittas in our Mishnah. Tanakama says the limit's 18 no matter what. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. The bottom line is it's totally mesiris as libay. Rabbi Shimon says mesiris libay, even one is also. And if they're tzikoni yoyis, you have up to 18. So to Gemara, the Meimra, it sounds like from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda darshes time of the krah. Yehuda darshes time of the krah, which means that we darshen that the reason why there's a lav in the Torah for a melech that he shouldn't take extra noshim is because of meser a slave, and he darshens that's the time. So if the time doesn't apply, if the reason doesn't apply, you can marry more. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda holds time of the krah. He darshes time of the krah. Rabbi Shimon lo darshes time of the krah because he says that lo yarbali noshim afil kavigayel. So he's not darshing time of the krah. So that's what it sounds like. Yehuda holds time of the krah, Rabbi Shimon holds not. And we know the opposite, huh?
On the other side,
it says one. Right, yeah, but it's not time of the krah, because that is the halacha. It says, lo yar b'lei noshim, and that was saying, man, no matter what. I'm not saying, you know, no, it's a gzeiras kasa. And then, lo yosh levav, yeah, that is the lav. It's not time of the krah. So the shaila is that, usually we know it's the opposite. Usually it's the opposite. Usually Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that you don't dash the time of the krah. Mishnah holds you do dash the time of the krah. The time of the bride. So, talking about a mashkin, it says in the Torah that you should not take a mashkin from almana. It says in the pasuk, "Sach boil beged almana." Should not take the beged almana as a mashkin. Why not? So we'll see in this brisa. The Tanya almana bein shi aniya bein shi ashira ein mashkin oisai. Almana, you're not allowed to take a mashkin from almana. Shneimar says in the pasuk, "Sach boil beged almana." The Rabbi Yehuda. So it's exerus the cost of a matter if she's rich or she's poor. Either way, you should not take a mashkin from almana. The Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Omer, depends. Ashira mashkin, if she's a ashira, if she's wealthy, then you could take a mashkin. Aniya mashkin, what's the reason? Why is the difference between aniya and ashira? Because v'atachayv lahachzala v'atamasiyah shem rab shchinasah. Because you have to return it and you'll give her a bad name. V'amrina ma'ikamah. What does he mean to say? What does Shimon mean to say? Hakamah. Loch is that a mashkin that you take from a oni, from a poor person, let's say it's a beged lila, you have to give it back at night. And now, every night, you see this fremde man, this foreign man, coming every night to the house. And it sounds like, you know, she has a personal relationship with him. She gets a bad name by the neighbors. So Rabbi Shimon says, a rich almana, you can take a mashkin. What's the problem? You're not coming back to return it. There's no chash of Messiah Shem Rav Eshkenazah. Masha Inkin, a poor almana, you're not allowed to take a mashkin because you're going to have to return it because it's something that she needs for the night, and therefore you're going to cause her to have a Shem Rav. So he darshes time with the krah. That the whole Israel is sach by beged almana is dafka by aniya. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a kosher. So it's the opposite of our Mishnah. So the Gemara, so Amar Yehuda loy darsh time the craw, Rav Shimon darsh time the craw. You see, Rav Yehuda is not darsh time the craw. Yehuda is darsh time the craw. So it's tiru tam mishnah. So the Gemara, you're right. But Alma Rav Yehuda loy darsh time the craw. Usually, Rav Yehuda is not darsh time the craw. That's when the pasuk doesn't say a reason. But the shayne hocha the mefarish time of the craw. Here it's first in the pasuk what the reason is. Matam lo yar b'lein oshem mishum lo yoshel avavoy. Rav Yehuda holds generally, like by Amana, you don't say any time in the craw because the pasuk doesn't say anything what the reason is. So you don't just dash the time in the craw yourself. But when the pasuk tells you the reason, then Rav Yehuda says, I hold you do dash the time in the craw. Rav Shimon is the opposite. Rav Shimon says, I don't need the pasuk telling time in the craw. I always dash away at that. Rav Shimon, Amalach Mechti, Ba'alma dashim time in the craw. We always dash the time in the craw even without the pasuk saying anything before it. Im Kain, Lichtev Kro, Lo Yar B'lein Oshem, V'lishtoik. I don't understand. V'anamina, Ma Tam Lo Yar B'lein Oshem Lo Yosser. I understand the reason. Why do you have to say Lo Yosser B'feirish? Just say Lo Yar B'lein Oshem. I understand the reason. And good. Since it now adds on, V'anamina, Ma Tam Lo Yar B'lein Oshem Lo Yosser. Lo Yosser Lomit, it's whining Lo Yosser. I feel Achas, Mesiris Libre. Therefore, that gives him a right to darshan that those words by itself. The Lo Yosser, I feel Achas, Mesiris Libre, Erez Lo Yosser, no? Elamayani Mikhaim Loyarbis, what's Loyarbis? It's Yos. That Philu Kavigayo, Loyarbinoshim, it's Exeris Akosu, Vikavim Marbinoshim. So that is Machlekes Arhuda Arab Shimon. Now, Shaila is, where's the number 18 come from? Hani Shmoina Esrei Minolam. Where's number 18 come from? The Chsiv says in the Pasuk about David HaMelech's children and his wives. So it counts six wives. It says, Vayivoldu LeDavid. The oldest was Amnon, and his mother's name was Achinoyim HaYisraelis. U'mishneyu, the second one was Kilov, La'avigayel, Eshanov La'karmi. And the third one, Vashlishi, Avashon B'macha, Bas Talmi Melech Geshur. V'arvi Adoniyo, Ben Chagis, V'achamishi Shavtai Ben Avital, V'ashishi Yisram La'eglo Eshish David. So he has six wives. Ela Yodu Dov Bechevron. He has six wives. And the Pasuk says further, after the Maisa of Bathsheba, Vakamalo Novi, Imaat Vasif Vemaat, if it's the wives are too little, Vasifaloch Kahina Vakahina. Which means you have six, and you can add on Kahina Vakahina. Kahina Shis, Vakahina Shis, another 2 times 6. Altogether, the Havalu Tamdi Sari. It's 18. That's the drasha, that it's 18 wives you could take. He had six wives. And Nosanovi said that if it's not enough, you can add on Kehena V'Kehena, which means another 12. Maska lo Ravina, how do you know what that means? Another 6 and a 6. Maska Ravina ima, Kehena Tarati Sari, V'Kehena Asra'aba. Once you add on one Kehena, so now altogether it's 12. So the next Kehena is another 12. It's altogether 24. Why do you dash like that? And we talk about brayso like that. Tanya Mahachi, Yarbli Noshim, Yosim Mesim Arba. It's talk about brayso that says that you shouldn't take more than 24. You see, Darsh 24. And the more the Mara asks, Leman the Darsh Vav, if you're Darsh and a Vav, you can have him Abar Mishmoy Nahava. Because you would have Kahena, it makes it 12, then another Kahena makes 24, and Vik Kahena, which is Loshin Apostic, the Apostic's Loshin was that in the Atva Sivala Kahena, Vik Kahena, the extra Vav could be another 24, which is 48. And Taina Machi also, the Arbalin Hashem, Yaisa Abraham Ishmaina, more than, they can't take more than 48. So Gemara says, okay, good, we don't darish in Avah, but okay, why don't we do 24? Could you be Kehenim Kehenim? Taina Dama, Taina, why didn't they say 24 at least? I'm Rav Kahana, Makesh Kehenim Basra, Le Kehenim Kama. Makesh Kehenim Kama, Shish, this is the first Kehenim, is 6. Af Kehenim Basra, Shish, it's also 6. So of Kitza, David HaMelech has 6 wives, and Nosan Novi tells him, Kehena V'Kehena, that teaches 6 each. Freitig Markasha, if you look at those 6 wives, where's Michal in that? We know he has a wife Michal. We didn't see any wife Michal. Freitig Markasha, V'Avoy Michal, what happened to Michal? So it's really more than 6. Amarav, the last one, which is Ashishi Yisra'am Le'egla Eishas David, Egla is referring to Michal. Amarav Egla Zumichal. Lomadikushmay Egla. Why do you call her Egla? Shechaviva Lovka Egla. I guess it was such a thing then that a calf was very chaviv or was precious. So he was like her, he was to the double mouth like a calf. The Chenoim, where you find in the Pasig such a lashon, it says by Shimshon, about his wife, and he was telling the plishtim that nafva, you're getting out of my wife, you would not know my secret. So it says in the pasuk, luli charashtim be'eglosi. See, he called the egla. See, wife is called the egla. So it comes out, was saying in the pasuk, when it says, vashishi yisroim le'egla, means the egla had a child, yisroim. And who's egla? That is Michal. Right, the Gemara, mihav lichal b'bani. Michal had children, v'achsiv, v'le michal v'asho, lo'y ho'y lo'v lad, ad yom isa. She did not have a valad until she died. Omrav Chista, so Hexi had a child. Because Adi Yemaisa Hoyala, B'yay Misa Hoyala. Which would sound like that she had B'yay Misa. Break the Gemara. Mechti, Bonim Hech Kachosh, Lei Bechevron. Those children we said Bechevron. Chevron was a lot of years before David HaMelech made it to Yerushalayim. Years before that. V'ilu Misa the Michal, when Michal got this punishment that she's not going to have children, was in Yerushalayim, however. The famous story, the Chsiv, that when the Oren HaKodesh was coming to Yerushalayim, so David HaMelech was dancing very geshmak, and Michal held it was not befitting to a royal king to be jumping around like that. It says, Michal b'ashol nishkufa ba'arach aloin, v'ateres HaMelech David mefazes u'mekarkel fnei Hashem, and it says that she was embarrassed for him, and she told him so. And she told him so, that she's not happy about that. Vativa is loyal beliba. And the Gemara Darshan is over there, that when it says later on in that parasha that the Michal loy hoyal of Lod, she got punished. Her punishment was that she did not have children. So we're seeing that the whole reason she didn't have children is because of Maisa that happened later on. So how could you say that she had a child, b'yoy Maisa? It says she didn't have a child, the inish was for something that happened afterwards. Now, Stamazai, as a Maimar Musker, what's pshat in the punishment that because she made fun of David HaMelech, that he was dancing in front of the Aron HaKodesh, the Midah Kenegdo, she didn't have children. What's pshat in that Midah Kenegdo? So I want them heard from Rav Moshe Rabinowitz Zatzal, that a tiny pshat is like this, that if someone has children, he sometimes has to belittle himself. His example was, you know, even a president has to, like, you know, make himself like, you know, like a donkey sometimes, you know, with the kid jumping on his back. Whatever it is, someone has a child, sometimes has to be walk. That's the way you bring up a child. You embarrass yourself a little bit. That's what you do for a child. So that's what David HaMelech was saying. He's dancing in front of Hashem. Sometimes you have to embarrass. This is not called embarrassment. This is called avodas Hashem, to dance in front of Hashem. If you want to have children, you have to be able to do that. You can't be so much stolz when it comes to having children. So just like, and same thing comes to avodas Hashem as well. And therefore, that was the midah k'neged midah that you never allowed. But anyway, either at any rate, the Mara's kasha is that what's going on is she had a child, and then says she doesn't have a child. So what's going on? She had a child, but she asked Misa. But it's not true, because the story of Yisroim was, she had Yisroim in Chevron. That was much before the story of Michal. So Gemara answers, Leimba, Ad Oysa Maisa Hoyolah, Fakir, was saying, she had children before that Maisa. Mekaveilech Loy Hoyolah. After that, she did not have children. She did not have children afterwards, and Rosh Hashanah even speaks out that the child died. That she died without children. That was the oinus she had for that thing. She didn't have children. Children that she had died afterwards. That's how the Shash learns pshat over here. That even after that, she didn't have children. Nearly, Dr. Shash, the Rosh Lema, the full oisun shahoyla kaidam mesu. Even once she had before, died. Huh? Yisram was alive in Chevron. That was much before Yishlaim. Right, exactly. After that, she did not have children. And even the children she had died. That was after the Maisa in Yerushalayim. That pasuk said after the Maisa in Yerushalayim. It said so she didn't have a lad. Not only that, she lost her lad that she did have. That's how Rosh Hashanah is learning. How can you say that kahena of a kahena is only six? V'aksiv, it says before the pasuk called kahena of kahena, and this is after the pasuk says that he has six wives. It says, David oid pilakshim v'noshim v'Yerushalayim. So it says he had other wives besides for the six. Zokta Gemara lemulish shmeneser, that this possibly belongs afterwards, and Itaka filled up the 18 with noshim and pilakshim. My noshim, my pilakshim. Rav Yehuda Rav noshim b'ksuva v'kedushin. Noshim, it has a ksuba and a kedushin, and pilakshim v'lo ksuba kedushin. Pilakshim is a wife without ksuba and a kedushin, which they already asked from Rashi and Parashas Chayesora that says a pelegish is kedushin without a ksuba. Here it's mashma b'lo ksuba like kedushin, and besides that, the machlokes Rama Maravid if the pilakshim accounted from the 18. But in any case, the Gemara's teretz is that v'yikach nov la'oy plak shanoshim is talking after the pasuk kehina v'kehina, and the limit is 18. Omer v'domara, arba meis yiladim hoyu loy l'David. David had in part of his army 400 children, bachrim, the kulam b'nei yifas toyar hoyu. They were all b'nei yifas toyar. Yifas toyar are goyim that when you go out to war, the Dibre Torah can get Sahara, that it's mutter to take one of those goyim, even she's Eish Zish, to take that goy with you as a wife. And like 400 of his soldiers did this, and they had b'nei yifas toyar hoyu. And it could be some Rishonim, they're goyim, these children. Megad, but either way, they became gerim, could be. There were 400 children. Megad lebelurius hayu. They grew these ponytails, which is really not the right thing to do. The kulam yoshim v'kroinei shozav. They sat in these golden chariots. Umahalchem v'roshi geiseis hayu. V'heim hayu v'alei griffins beis David. They went in front of the armies, and they were the strong men of beis David. These guys were like basically goyim, and they could be the Megayer, but they came from these families of Yifas Toyar. They were the strong Balei Agreif from a Beis David. Vav Rav Yudah Merav, Tamar, who is one of the children of David HaMelech, Bas Yifas Toyar Hoyo. She was a Bas Yifas Toyar. Now, before we see the next Gemara, we have to just go over a Maisa, not a terrible Maisa, that in Shmuel, between Tamar and Amnon. So Amnon had a sister Tamar from a different mother, and he was very interested in being ma'anis her, basically being mezana with her, and he didn't know how to do it. So someone gave him an idea that he should make believe he's sick and ask Tamar to come and serve him, nurse him back to health, and kachava, and he was ma'anis her. He was ma'anis Tamar. And he didn't want to marry Tamar. He was ma'anis her. And he said he's not going to marry her. And she went out, and she was very upset. And because of that, they takamed a takono of yichud with, even with a pnuya. But we'll see. Look, here it should be a problem of a sister, and that will be how it came in here with the b'nei fast toya. So let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Merav, Tamar basi fast toya. So Shnema says in the pasuk that when Amnon wanted to be mezana with Tamar, so he says, so she says to him that don't do this. Vani ono oylik eskarpasi va'ata tiyek achana volim b'Yisrael. You'd be like one of the prutz in Yisrael. Va'ata dib daber no el hamelech lo yimarim mimelka. She told him that don't be mezana with me. Talk to the melech. I'm sure he will let me marry you. So what? Do it the right way. That was the conversation. And the Gemara's Akash is, Visak Daitoch, but there was a conversation before Amnon was Mazana with her. This is before that. And she said, let's marry. Visak Daitoch Basasun Havoi Achoisim Yavasharile. If Tamar was from a Bas Nasuin, so they can't marry each other because they're Achoisim from the Av. El Shmami, no, a Bas Yifas Toyah. So she was a Bas Yifas Toyah. Now, what does that help? So Rashi learns, Bas Yifas Toyah. A dialin is gary ima because she odosa. But tanan vlad shivcha v'nochas yisrael ain't like kiras av. So Rashi learns what it means is that the ben yifas toyer means that David HaMelech met the yifas toyer, and she had the baby before she became misgayer, and therefore she was still a goy, and therefore there's no kurva. Tosfos is bothered by that because Tosfos says that Rashi holds himself kedushin that's usher to have bia with the yifas toyer until she's megayer. So how could it be such a thing? So, and Tosfos goes back and forth, and Tosfos at the end says that the case here was that the yifas toyer was already pregnant with Tamar before Dava was Baala. It was pregnant from a different person. And that's why they weren't really sisters. But what we bring up from this pasuk is, Tamar was not Bas David, comes out. Yeah, he grew up in the house, but not Bas David. Either way, she's not considered Bas David in Halacha, because they're saying that they can marry each other. Either like Rashi, because she was still a goy, or if he tells us because she was pregnant before that. Now the Gemara dashed a few psukim about the story with Amnon and Tamar. So the pasuk says, "Ula Amnon Reya, he had a friend, Ushma Yoindav ben Shimva Achi David, but Yoindav Ish Kochamoid, he was very smart. So the Gemara says he wasn't really smart. Amrav Yudam Rav Ish Chacham Risha. He was cunning. He was like, he was smart for Rishas. Like the Marsha speaks out. Usually Chacham means the guy's a Talmud Chacham. This guy wasn't a Talmud Chacham. He was a Chacham Rishas. And it says, Vayoyim Eloi, his friend, Yoindov, told Amnon, Vayoyim Eloi, Maduata Kocho Dal Ben HaMelech HaBaker BaBaker. Why are you so sad every morning? Eloi, Tagadli, don't tell me. Vayoyim Eloi, Amnon, Es Tamar Achayis Avashalom, Acheni Oyev. He says, I love my sister of Avashalom, Tamar. I love her. Vayoyim Eloi, Yoindov, I'll give you an Eitzah. Shechev HaMishkavcha, go on your bed, Vahaschel, and make believe you're sick. Uva avicha liraiska, and your father comes see you. Vamarat ayelov, and tell him, tovoy no tamar achaisoi, v'savreni lechem, v'asa le'enai sabriya, l'marasha era v'chaltim yada. That says in the pasuk. So I read you the whole pasuk, and the Gemara gives you a little abbreviation. And so that was the story. So Hitake made himself sick, and Dovid HaMelech came, and he said, I need a tamar to come to make me a certain food. So it says in the pasuk, "Batikach es hamasreis." That's the next pasuk reading on the Gemara. "Batikach es hamasreis." "Batitzoik lefonov." "Vayimo and lechol." He didn't want to eat. "Vayim amnon hetziu kolish malai." "Vayetzu kolish malav." That's the pasuk says. What did she make for him? "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav." She also saw lo imine tigun. He made for him certain type of fried food. So it sounds like a leviva is latkes. He made him some type of food, and it says after Amnon was Mizana, Ma'anis. Tamar, it says, Vayisna'eha Amnon sinna gdol moid, ki gdoila sinna asher sinna'eha ma'hava sha'ava. Vayoyim eloi Amnon kumilech, get out of here. That's what he said. What happened? My time. But why did Amnon, after the Maisa, hate Tamar so much? There was a here, Ba'isamakon, and that caused Amnon to become a Kroy Shifcha. Why is he so angry at her? It's not her fault. She did it. What did she do? She did it on purpose. She put it here there on purpose. And made him into a kros shivcha. And the shaila is, she was a tzaddik, is Tamar. Why did she do this exactly? There's a whole shtick of Torah in the Achorinim, why she did this. But in any case, he deserved it. She had here over there. She had here by Yisamakim. What's behind the pasuk says? The pasuk says about the Yidden. It says that the Yidden have a certain yofi that no one else has. And what does that mean? In the Gemara Darshan, that means shein lehem bnei sholei sar beis shechel loy sar beis arva. So what's pshat she had here even over there? My answer is Shani Tamar Bas Yifei Tayahava. She really came from a goy, not from a Jew, and therefore she had here. So it says in the pasuk, "Vaticha Tamar Eifa Rosh." She put ashes on her head, and she had a special royal garment. Uksoyin Sapas Mashalel Kara. She ripped it. V'tosim Yada Rosh V'Teilach Holach V'Zaka. She was screaming. Everyone knew now what happened. Tamar made Rabbi Shuv and Karcha Geder Gadur Tamar Isha. That Tamar created a great geder at that time. If something can happen to Bnei's Malachim, are very well protected, they can, someone can manage them, the Bnei's Adyotis come. Of course, the Bnei's Adyotis, for sure this can happen. If the Tzadekis this can happen, the Prusa Lachim come. And therefore, they misakin certain takanas. We'll see in a second what. I'm Rabbi Dumarab, but Isha Shah at that time, Gozu al Hayichud Val Apnuya. The guys are on Yichud of Eshish. And on a pnuya, which right now the Gemara means to say, and to marry a pnuya without kedushin, you're not allowed to do. Frey to Gemara, the masakin yichud deraisa. Yichud is not a tikkun of Dovra Melech. Yichud deraisa. Dovra v'yechum shum shum v'yitzadak. Remez yichud v'atayr minayin. What's a remez from the Torah? Which means, what's the makar v'yichud v'atayr? Shneamar ki yisiska achicha ben imecha. This is talking about someone who's convincing you to do a vedizara. Why is it ben imecha? V'chi ben aim meisis ben avin. Meisis only ben aim. Only the son of your mother convinces you, not the son of your father. Ben A ben can misyachar with his mother, but no other arayis you'll ever misyachar with. So you see, yichud min ha-Torah. So what does it mean that we're gozru al-yichud v'al-pnuya? Ela ema, gozru al-yichud v'al-pnuya. Because of this ma'isa, the gozer on yichud of a-pnuya. And therefore, that because of this ma'isa, and today it's usher to have yichud in a pnuya, even if she's not a nida. If she's a nida, then it goes into the rice of the din of yichud. But if a girl is not a nida, Even now, it's not today. It's not the case. Today, it's the Reis Degi Yichud. But at that time, it was the Rabban Degi Yichud of Dovid HaMelech, the Gzeir of Yichud, if she's not a Nida. Zogt Gemara Vayta. Gemara Dash is not a part of Nach over here. It says, V'adoniya ben Chagis, Mesnasi Loi Miniyam Loich. He wanted to be the next king. He said, I'm going to be the next king. And we know that Shlomo HaMelech was the next king after Dovid HaMelech. So what's Loshon Mesnasi? The crown of Malchus Beis David had a rod going across it, inside the crown. And the only way to fit on someone's head, you had to have a little bit of a crack in the head, a little indentation in the head, where it could fit onto the head. And anyone who didn't fit on the head, no, he's not the next Melech. So like Rashi says, Eidus Beis David called Royal Malchus Halmasai, could wear this crown. Misha ain't a Royal Malchus, ain't a Halmasai. So here, he tried, Mesnasi means he tried to put on the crown, it didn't work out. So we knew that he wasn't going to be the king. But he tried anyway. And Vayas lo yirechev aproshim, he made himself these chariots and people running in front of him. Chavishim ish rotsu, follow him, 50 people running in front of him. So where's my rebusa? What's a chiddush? A prince to have 50 people running in front of him is not a big deal. That's a regular rebbe. Omer Rav Yudam Rav, no, the special about the 50 people. Kulam netulei techoil v'chukei kaveh zugayim hayu. These 50 people were special. They took out the spleens and they rubbed off the skin off the bottom of their feet, and therefore they could run gevald, they could run very fast because they don't have the spleen. The spleen weighs you down. And these 50-ish was not stam ish. They were expert runners who could run as fast as the rech of a prashim. And he set himself up with this whole big thing over here, and we know what happened at the end, that Bathsheba went into Shlomo HaMelech, to Dovid HaMelech, and said, my son Shlomo is supposed to be the king, and Taka, they crowned Shlomo the king in Dovid HaMelech's lifetime, in order that Adoniyah should not become the next king.